Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dan Dreesen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Nolan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gary Nolan. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Griffey hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Dreesen. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dreesen for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Kelleher. The throw from bench and he is out, Concepcion applying the tag. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Burris strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Monday is 0-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Perez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Concepcion hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nolan bunts towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Perez moves to second. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rose is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cardinal is 0-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey bunts towards the mound. Burris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Griffey moves to third. Dan Dreesen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rob Sparing now playing second base. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Gary Nolan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nolan is 0-for-0 in the game. Nolan bunts towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to third for the out. Concepcion moves to second. 1 out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Burris covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nolan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Griffey. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Monday goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenal moves to third. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Griffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Griffey reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Perez hits a line drive towards short. Kelleher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Dreesen. Sparing reaches second base with a double. Lockhock moves to third. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dreesen. Kelleher reaches second base with a double. Lockhock scores. Sparing scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 2 in the game. Burris hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nolan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Concepcion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Lum pinch hits for Gary Nolan. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lum for the out. 2 outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Sarmiento now pitching. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Wallace now playing left field. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Bruce Sutter now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dreesen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dreesen strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sparing strikes out. There goes Lockhock. The throw from bench to second, and Lockhock is out. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Swisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dreesen. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Kelleher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelleher is walked intentionally. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sutter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Concepcion bunts towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cesar Geronimo pinch hits for Manny Sarmiento. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Geronimo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rose is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rose hits a line drive towards short. Kelleher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.